Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Great ruling out of a Dane County judge, Judge Frank Remington. Judge Frank Remington, I think it was his father, Frank Remington Sr., who was my criminal law professor at UW Law School. One of the great law professors, great criminal law expert, one of the best in the country. He also was the representative from the University of Wisconsin-Madison of the Big Ten for many years. Very respected guy. His son, Frank Remington Jr., came out with a decision. Very important. He has ordered that Gableman, Mike Gableman, the guy that Voss appointed to appease Trump to pretend to investigate voter fraud in Wisconsin, and originally said he was going to be paid $44,000 and a staff a few grand, and then come to find out he was offered $11,000 a month indefinitely and a staff at $20,000 a month indefinitely, with a cap originally of $676,000, out of your pocket, by the way. Now it's $900,000 because he's trying to get the mayors of Madison and Dane County, Mayor Green Bay, and some other mayor thrown in jail for not agreeing to secret deposition as opposed to what the law requires, which is a deposition in public or his testimony in public to an assembly committee. Here's what Remington did, Judge Frank Remington. He said Gableman must, on Friday, that would be tomorrow, give a deposition in public so people can see it. No funny stuff. None of this Star Chamber stuff. I'll tell you what, I wish I were taking that deposition. I've taken a lot of depositions. You sit in there, you go, Gableman, lately you've been investigating girls who live with their boyfriends, who have nose rings, tattoos, and dye their hair. You yourself said it. How many girls did you investigate who live with their boyfriend, and how deep did you dig into that to find out about it? How many did you find that wear nose rings? And this is a taxpayer expense, right? Yes. How many did you find that had tattoos? Where were the tattoos? How many of them dyed their hair? Why the hell isn't any of your business, Gableman? Gableman, if you have a Jones for girls with nose rings and tattoos, deal with it, Gableman. Deal with it. Take a cold shower. Don't charge me. Charge me, for God's sake. I pay taxes. I don't want to pay to you. I don't want to pay you. Anyway, Gableman is going to give a deposition. Now, he could try to appeal that. He'd have to appeal to the Court of Appeals in Dane County, and they're going to not be at all sympathetic to Gableman trying to sneak out. Might go to the Supreme Court. Normally, a Supreme Court is not going to get involved with a deposition. They could in this time. I mean, you know, Trump's a master at tying things up with appeals. Here, Gableman is doing it at your expense. Every time they write a brief that he tells Remington he doesn't want to give a deposition, you're being charged for it at hundreds of dollars an hour. Did you know that? He's going over $1 million. Very few people listening to this show have paid $1 million in state taxes in their lifetimes. Every cent you paid the state disappeared with Gableman. And this is nothing but a bribe to Trump to get him to stay off of Voss's back. But, you know, Gableman isn't the only strange ranger, okay, in the Republican Party. In Missouri, a poll just came out. Eric Greitens, former governor, leads all Republicans in the race to succeed Roy Blunt, the incumbent Republican senator. Now, obviously, we'll have a Democratic nominee against him in November, but the primary, he leads the others. The others are a sorry crew. They are a very sorry, nasty-looking crew. They really are. But he has, in this poll, in the primary, Eric Greitens, former governor, has 26%. The attorney general is after him at 20%. There's a representative at 16%, and 27% are undecided. I just said that he was the governor. Why isn't he the governor anymore? Because the legislature threatened to impeach him. If he didn't resign, he resigned. Why did Eric Greitens resign as governor of Missouri? Because he was accused of sexually assaulting and blackmailing his hairstylist. This is Spanky. Remember Spankmaster, Spanky? He likes to spank women. And apparently, with his hairdresser, he would like to grab her and spank her. Well, you know, look, I mean, just because she's has her fingers in your hair, that's her job. You see what I'm saying? That's her job. She should not be harassed like that on her job. When you get your, why don't you cut your own hair, Greitens? If you get turned on by somebody cutting your hair, that's a strange thing. And your governor, and then you assault her, and you blackmail her. You think that's normal? I mean, I don't even think that's normal for a Republican governor. That's just plain nasty. It's very nasty. This guy has the guts to come back and say, all right, you Republican legislators threw me out the governorship, but now I'm going to be in the Senate. Now I'm going to be in the Senate. And there's nothing you can do about it. And our AG, our Attorney General Republican, is so bad, he can't beat me. And this rep, no one ever heard of her. And I'm going to get in there. So that's what you got down in Missouri. And, you know, Trump is considering endorsing Greitens. I think the only thing that is keeping Trump back is that he only likes to endorse people that seem to have a lot of money that he doesn't have to put in the race and he thinks can win. And that's why he endorsed Michaels in this state. But Greitens is not clear how much money he's going to have. And this is a weird deal. When you are a guy like Greitens, who had to leave the governorship because you were threatened by your own party, not the Democrats only, your own party, with impeachment and removal because you were accused of sexually assaulting and blackmailing your hairstylist. Well, you know, even for Trump, I don't think that bothered Trump. I mean, you know, look, you look at the Access video, the Access Hollywood tape, that wouldn't bother Trump at all. He might enjoy talking to Greitens about it. But at some point when you associate it with that kind of thing, Trump may say, listen, I got plenty of that in my own resume. I don't need a little more of it. Okay. And I'm talking about government for Pete's sake. I'm not talking about movie actors. I'm not talking about poker players. You know, I'm talking about governors and senators, and they are Republicans. They are Republicans. So we'll see what happens. I mean, Greitens is very, very bad news. Obviously, he's an aggressive guy. He spanks women. He uses spanking women. Well, you know something, guy? Do that on your own time. Really do that on your own time. And don't be running for office and making that the big issue in the race. Just plain nasty. Plain nasty. And, you know, Missouri's a red state, but they lost the Senate race down there in 2012 because they had a guy that said very, very strange things about sexual assault and abortion. And there's another guy in Indiana who lost a Republican and said the same stuff. When are these guys going to come up with a semi-normal candidate? I mean, really, when are they going to come up? All he has to do is talk about taxes. I mean, taxes. He doesn't have to have his libido on display like a show dog at Westminster. All right, we're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.